Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How far is far enough when it comes to keeping a safe distance from others during this coronavirus pandemic?
So you think keeping a 6-foot distance from everyone else will prevent you from catching the coronavirus? Well, that's not even close, at least according to a study at MIT. According to researchers there, the coronavirus can travel more than 4 times that distance from an infected person and linger for hours. As for the 6-foot advisory, that apparently is based on outdated research on the dynamics of coughs and sneezes from the 1930s. This latest study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, shows that pathogen-bearing droplets of all sizes can travel 23 to 27 feet.
New information suggests tough restrictions on people's movements are working.
Data from China and Europe and preliminary data from the U.S. suggest stay-at-home and social distancing orders can reduce coronavirus cases and deaths faster than many mathematical models predict.
New York is on the mend.
Stanford University's Michael Levitt accurately predicted when China's pandemic would peak.
Italy has turned the corner. Switzerland has turned the corner. We hope that Spain has also joined this select club of people who are past their midpoint.
But epidemiologists are warning that all that progress can be reversed overnight if restrictions are lifted too soon.
The coronavirus outbreak may be causing unusual behavior from our pets.
The coronavirus pandemic has been a very stressful thing for our pets. So say veterinarians, and it's all about changes in routine. With more people home and working from home, dogs and cats can feel undue stress and anxiety, which can manifest into unusual behavior. Social distancing is also playing a role, preventing our animals from having the usual interactions with other humans and pets. Experts say the best thing you can do is to keep to your pet's routine as much as possible.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottom.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.